Smoking methamphetamines. Smoking methamphetamines. Get your catalytic converter. Maybe commit a murder. We're gonna make our dreams come true. Welcome back to Trailer Psychology. I'm depressed. Fuck. And I really am. This sucks. I hate this. I hate that we're doing this. I hate this. Welcome back. I don't want to do this. You don't want to listen to it. But here it is. The show no one wanted from the guy no one wants to listen to. But really, actually, there's a lot of people been pressing me about doing this podcast. Danny Masterson, Susan Sarandon, Army Hammer. Really into it. And of course, Amber Heard. She will not get off my dick. Strangely, both the IDF and Hamas somehow big vocal supporters, which I don't really know. And, you know, I don't condone what either one of them doing, you know, but like in a pinch, I'm going to probably go with the IDF. You know, I mean, I'm going to stick with the winners, right? And, you know, another big supporter, and we don't condone or support his movement or ideology or. But we have received overwhelming support from the Jeffrey Epstein estate, and we're grateful. So, let's see, there were some problems with the first episode. You know, there was a protest down at Best Buy of a few people who apparently were upset with my use of the word gay. I didn't understand that when I say gay, I'm only referring to heterosexual men. And not homosexuals, which I am very pro. I'm an ally. I don't know if you guys know this, but I'm a fucking ally. And if you don't believe me, ask the old gays. Because all the old gays vouch for me. I don't know about the new gays. But the old gays fuck with me hard. They always has. Look it up. I was there at Stonehenge or Stonewall. What's it called? Where they threw, I threw the first brick at Stonehenge. Stonewall. I don't know. Wherever that shit was at. So all the old queens, they know Brooks Buford. They're like, oh, I was down with this shit when you used to get beat up for being a supporter of it. So don't come at me thinking I'm not down with gays just because you're dressed up like an elf. That's not being gay. Being gay has nothing to do with you being an elf or like some other shit. Being gay is just being a homosexual, which is fucking awesome. We're all envious of it here. You know, we all wish we could be gay so we could have more stuff to do, you know, and decorate. But yeah, my use of the word gay will only refer to heterosexual men acting like so, I mean, it's really, you know, I mean, heterosexual men acting like, well, you know, being bitches. You know, and by bitch, I just mean like shady, slime, you know, being a little bitch. You know what a little bitch is. So like, yeah, whoever, all these white women, these straight white women complaining about my use of the word gay. I don't know why y'all care. It's not about y'all, white women. It's not about you guys, which I don't know what's up with them. I mean, white women are the loudest supporters of everything that is, they don't even hang out with those people. Like, they're really, my favorite is the white women who are really into all the indigenous stuff. Like, you hate, like, bitch, you don't know no Eskimos, you know? What about the Inuits? Bitch, you're in Florida, you know? Like, what? I don't know. First of all, nobody's a bigger ally than me. I'm a real ally. You know what an ally is? I'm down to kill somebody for the cause. Let me see y'all white bitches do that. I'll kill a motherfucker to protect the guy that's dressed like an elf, okay? The little elf guy who goes by pronouns and whatever. I'll protect him. That's how much of an ally I am. I'm a super ally. I'm the ultimate ally. Ask anybody. Ask around town. Ask all the lesbians. They've been fucking me since day one, since 1978. My aunt's a lesbian, like the OG, original, first lesbian. First lesbian ever recorded. She is. They fuck with me hard. Y'all get off my dick. Get off my dick with this shit. So, this is going well. This is what poverty does, guys. So if you're wondering how someone could just, you know, be like this is poverty and trauma. Poverty and trauma. But all jokes aside, I want to get serious for a minute. My car is about to get repossessed. And the only way I'm going to be able to keep rolling is if you donate to my Venmo.
At Brooks Buford.
Actually, I'm going to need rent money too. And I have some debt as well as some people looking for me I owe money to. Some gambling debts. And without your help, I don't have another day in me. If you can find it in your heart to donate to this Venmo, you could save a life. You could save yourself. Because think of all the lives that I can save by you donating to me so I can pay rent. Think about all the people's lives, all the people who would die because I don't have a car to drive. Think about those people, all those people somewhere. All those businesses that I won't be supporting. Think of all those businesses I won't be able to support, like Cartier. Think about all those vape stores I won't be able to drive to get my vape. We have a dog in the building. There's a dog here. Come here, Bumpy. Hey, come here. Come here. Come on. Let's go. Let's go. Without your donations, the dog dies. The dog dies without your donations. I'm not fucking kidding. You know what we really need to talk about are these acidic tunnels. Because this shit's got to stop. Everywhere. We can't have Hasidic tunnels running under the 10 freeway or through Oklahoma City or wherever they are. They're everywhere here. Hasidic tunnels. Who knew? Like these guys are like, what is this fucking Viet Cong? Like some Vietnam shit? What are they even up to? What are the Hasidic tunnels for? What are you guys transporting? No. The Hasidic tunnels, by the way, were just one tunnel under a synagogue. I don't know how that shit got out of control. Just because people are like hating on the Jews now. By the way, if you think I'm being in, I just want you to know I went deep cover with the Jews for 10 years. Because I was married to a Jewish woman for 10 years. I went to Israel. I like wrote something and put it in the Wailing Wall. The Jews fuck with me hard. That's another one. Don't come at me. Ask any Jew about Brooks Buford. They all fuck with me hard. All Jews worldwide. They know that Brooks Buford's an ally because I'm a fucking ally. The only person I'm not an ally to is myself, okay? That person I'm trying to kill. But every marginalized group, I fuck with heavy. But yeah, so I was married to a Jewish girl, so y'all can't tell me shit. The whole family was like 300 Jews. They were like, we fuck with Brooks. I don't know if you guys know I'm an honorary Jew, if that's a thing. I almost converted. I tried to convert. I went to conversion class, and I got all the worksheets, and but I ended up not doing it because it was like a bunch of work. I was like, I'm not doing that shit. But yeah, I was deep cover with the Jews for like 10 years. I was one of them. All you have to, the reason why, and I love Jews is because they're all neurotic and I feel normal. And they all, and you know what Jews can do is chop it up on some fucking topics. Anytime you get together with some Jews, it's going to be like conversation Super Bowl. And that's why I love the Jews. I'm not going to get into how they're better than other people and, you know, intellectually superior because that's racist. I'm what you call pro-Semitic. Some people think I'm pro-Semitic. I'm what you would call, I'm like a, you know, but this is about it. The problem is if I do this riff on Jews, it sounds racist, like pro-racist, and the Jews will like it because they're talking about them like they're the best. But I really miss having a Jewish stepmother. I mean, grandmother. I mean, what do you call it? Mother-in-law. I had a Jewish mother-in-law, and that was cool because I never had anybody care about me before, and it was cool to have a mother care about you. It was wild. Today's episode is brought to you by Valtrex Extended Release. Having a breakout? Well, you don't have to do it alone. Valtrex Extended Release lasts for 6 months on one hit. You smoke it, all right? So you don't have to just be out there covered in cold sores, raw dogging Sheila, just raw dogging your friends. Valtrex Extended Release, a proud sponsor of Trailer Psychology. And also want to talk to you guys about Crochet Kings. I don't know what the fuck they do, but they're really big supporters of the show. And also want to give a big, big plug to Glue Masters Thick Instant Glue. The viscous glue is a great go-to for huffing. I want to introduce a good friend of mine, Sean P. He just got back from three tours and the Guabi province. Is that correct? Thank you for your service.
Oh, you're welcome,
Bruce. In the Guavo province of northern Afghanistan. And, you know, this guy's seen a lot of things. Wait, what the fuck is going on?
Actually, I just got here and put these headphones on, so I haven't.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't heard anything you said up until this
point. Okay. So,
you know what I mean? I'm not.
Actually,
not
Sean,
involved with any of your shit.
Actually, to not stolen valor. Sean is not a veteran of wars, but he's a veteran of street wars. Sean is a veteran of several street wars, and you can tell by the look on his face.
Thank you.
Which is a look of pain that never ends, which is what all my friends have. Because, like, happiness is not in the cards for us, you know? Some of us, happiness is not in the cards, you know? Y'all act like, choose happiness. Well, you know, happiness did not choose us. So, some of us, we're just doing the best that we can. And Sean is doing the best that he can, which is why he just got back from the morgue where he goes to rest. Sean went to the morgue for a week to relax. He went to the morgue for a week to relax, and he's back, and he said it was nice to be around other dead people for a week.
I have chosen happiness.
He's chosen happiness. He decided to choose happiness, right? What the fuck is that mean, choose happiness? You know what? It's always like people who are not depressed giving you advice. Like, be undepressed. Have you thought of it this way? I've thought of it that way, bitch. But like, you know, thinking of it that way. I mean,
have
like,
you tried eating or getting some exercise?
Have you tried eating? Did you write "You are enough" on your mirror? You are enough. Oh, well, who? Well,
I just got it tattooed on my butthole.
I'm enough. Yeah. You are enough. Oh, why didn't you fucking tell me? Every day in every way, I'm getting better and better. Well, that's not fucking true, is it? I mean, I'm like just entropy, right? I'm just cosmic decay.
What do you think of the I'm just out here living my best life?
I'm out here living my best life. Well, I'm not. Okay. I don't know who really is living. I mean, most of the time when I hear somebody saying they're living their best life, what are they, like a general manager?
Or like out here thriving.
Out here thriving. They're like just became manager at CVS.
Then you get like a little piece of what's inside that person's brain and you're like, oh God.
Well, you're either dumb or like you have no idea what's available. Like, you know, so you're like, man, I'm killing it. And it's like because you got some shoes or something. I don't know. You know, these people, they're easy to please. Yeah, I put out a post this week. Anybody looking for relationship advice? And me and Sean are going to go through it and we're going to give you, you know, an educated, thought-provoking answer to real relationship questions that are important to you because, well, I'm obviously a relationship counselor. I'm an unlicensed marriage counselor. And most people that know me know that I know how to fix any relationship. The first one, the question was, is there enough magic out there in the moonlight to make my wife grow a cock? Well,
I'm just going to say yes.
So yes on that one. Okay. Here's the next one. I'm looking for how to meet and find love and potential long-term relationship leading to marriage with a real woman who is not actually a man in Kenya, having me send him U.S. money for fake nudes. Thank you, Brooks. I don't know what to tell you. You got to get your pattern recognition skills up on that one. So what I like to do is play around with them and talk back to them and just say the craziest shit, right? I had one of these bots was hitting me up and they're like, what you up to? I was like, oh, I don't know. I'm just doing a Civil War reenactment in front of Planned Parenthood, right? I literally wrote that and they were like, cool, right? Do that. Do that. If you think it's a bot or somebody from Kenya, say the most out of pocket shit. And if they're like, oh, cool, then that's not a person.
It's pretty easy to figure it
that's
out.
I think it's easy to figure it out, but this is for the kids who apparently can't tell the difference between a bot. But just say really wild shit, you know, like, you know, what are you doing? Oh, I don't know. You know, building a nuclear reactor in the living room. Say some shit like that. And if you get like, oh, interesting, that's not a person. It's not a person. Mm. How do I get a woman to own up to what she does in my dreams? Yeah, that sounds like a precursor to, we should call the Minority Report on that guy.
I think that question was asked by a mentally disturbed person. It, probably.
Yeah, big drinker. How do women put up with it? I mean, first
What's
of all.
What's the question?
It says big drinker. How do women put up with it? Well, a real alcoholic is alone, dumbass. You need to make a decision on what your goals are going to be. If you're going to be an alcoholic, then you need to focus on that. There's no room for a relationship for a real alcoholic drug addict. You need to be about this life or fuck off. Okay? Real alcoholics drink themselves to death in the backyard like my daddy did. Well, he didn't, but that's what he was trying. That's what my daddy would have done, but he got sober. All right. This one's complicated. We're going to do it. Did they use Biden to open the border to build more infrastructure and then have Trump ready to kick everyone out because they feel there is enough? Look at the data. Now you can hate or love both sides equally. If you come to Phoenix, Arizona, growing with leaps and bounds, it's the place to be. I grew up here, never seen any growth like this. Well, I don't know what the fuck.
That's meth. That's what that's called.
Yeah, this is somebody smoking methamphetamines. Smoking methamphetamines. Get your catalytic converter. Maybe commit a murder. We're gonna make our dreams come true. In Phoenix, Arizona, like, nothing happens there except meth. I feel like Arizona is a failed state, mostly. It seems like a weird place. I don't even know what the fuck this guy's talking about. Okay. This is not a relationship question. This is like, and then there was a bunch of emojis. It's like, what's this emoji? I don't know. There is enough emoji. JS, look at the data. I don't know. That's not a relationship question. Sounds like you have an agenda and it's a hallucination. The Viva Commercial Electric Meat Bandsaw, 1500 watt stainless steel countertop bone sawing machine, workbench, 19x3, 15-16 inch cutting thickness. Frozen meat cutter with 6 blades for human beings. It's what Jeffrey Dahmer used. And also, big supporter of trailer psychology. That's right, it's the Viva Commercial Electric Meat Bone Saw. You know, I think we all learned a lot today about relationships, and I think we solved a lot of problems here today. And I want to thank Sean for coming on and helping me really, you know, work through that landscape of complicated problems. But, you know, I want to get serious for a minute. My car is still getting repoed. I have debt. Okay. I have people coming after me. All right. This podcast is my last hope. Or it's over. And then think of all the lives that I touch every day. Think of all the young people's lives that I touch physically. JK.
No chomo.
No chomo. Oh, wait. No pedo. Right. Think of all the young people's lives that I will touch or won't get to touch because you couldn't find in your heart. Just $1 a day, every day for the rest of your life is all I need from every American. Because if not, America's fucked. And you're fucked. But yeah, this is just early episodes, guys. We're still working it out. I got a lot of big guests coming on this show. If there's any guests you want to see, you know, drop some ads in the comments. But there's been a lot of scheduling difficulties, various heads of state, terrorist group leaders, religious leaders from around the world will be wanting to come on this show. And yeah, we're just working it out. Yeah, it's a mess, you know, and I'm just getting used to really talking to human beings again. And, you know, I'm still getting my social skills back together. I've been practicing smiling in the mirror. And yeah. I don't have a way of wrapping this up in a nice way because I can't think of anything funny because I'm fucking depressed as fuck. Jesus fucking Christ! Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Oh, wow.